Now, there is an art show coming up at Hotchkiss School, and we were notified of this by the school. And it features art by digital art pioneer Mark Wilson, who is a grandparent of a student at Hotchkiss School that's going to graduate very soon. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Mark reminded me that I interviewed him a while ago with an interview. At least a couple of years ago, if not more. But Mark, you know, first of all, you can see the exhibit. It runs from March 26th through May 5th. Now, the artist reception is scheduled for Saturday, March 30th from 4 till 6 p.m. at the Train Gallery at Hotchkiss School. And also, there'll be a gallery talk on Thursday, April 4th at 7 p.m., which the public is invited to attend both sessions. Now, Mark, first of all, your work on digital images, when exactly did you get into, for people that are listening, working with digitals and using those?
Well, I started out as a regular artist. In other words, putting paint on canvas with brushes and pens. And I did that for a number of years. And then in 1980, I bought a computer and started playing with the computer with the thought that I could make art with the computer. And at first, I didn't really know what I was doing exactly, but I learned a little bit about programming and began to write programs that could generate artworks.
You know, what's interesting about this, and when I think when most people think of artists working with computers, they think of artists taking pictures, and that is a form of great art. But what you do is really not only you construct the art as an artist would do going to paper. Your thought comes to your mind. You've written a program. That program executes what you want done.
Correct. The computers in the early days, most of the so-called computer art was done by people like myself who were writing programs. But as the computers became more and more pervasive, people started using them in all sorts of ways. And as we know, photography today is pretty much totally computerized process. So the computer has become very important to artists in all sorts of ways. And what I do is simply one possible way of using the computer to make art.
We're speaking with Mark Wilson, and his show opens up at the Tremaine Gallery at Hotchkiss School. It runs actually from March, you can meet him at March 30th from 4 to 6, but it opens up on March 26th with a reception. Now, when you first started, and what's great, I first started toying with electronics when I was about 10 or 11, 12, and eventually led to me going into radio for 50 years now. But when you used the word, you started toying around, did you ever think that your art would be worldwide accepted, looked at, and the awards that you've received over the years?
Well, not really. It was when I got involved with computers, I was simply intrigued with these machines. They were mysterious, but they seemed to have all sorts of incredible powers. And when I got involved with it, it was no one exactly knew how all of this was going to develop. And so it was a kind of an adventure for me to explore the possibilities of these machines.
Now, you've also written a book on this, right?
I did, a number of years ago, called Drawing with Computers. I think it was published in 1986. So it's out of print now, but when I wrote it, it was an explanation of how you could make art with computers, plus a sort of survey of what people had done up to that point with computers and art.
It's amazing. Now, Mark, now you're a receiver. You've received National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship grants. You've received awards. What has given you the most pleasure, or should I say, since you switched over from painting? I'm going to change my question. Since you switched over from painting to this digital art, do you still paint on canvas?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm totally digital at this point. Once I sort of made the transition in 1980, I have never gone back.
Have your friends said, "What are you doing, Mark?"
Well, it's I've been doing it for quite a long time, so to me it seems utterly natural and straightforward to do this. When I first started, there was, I think, a lot of skepticism in the art world, but gradually that's changed, and the computer is everyone sort of accepts that people use it in all sorts of different ways to make art and to manipulate art.
I think that's I love the term you use, manipulate art, because art is in the eye of the person who creates it initially.
Well, that's true, and I know when I first started, I remember giving a presentation, and there was somebody in the audience, and they were absolutely steadfastly opposed to the idea of using a computer. And this gentleman told me, he said, "A computer cannot make art. It's just impossible. Only humans can make art." But like photography, artists have used all sorts of technology and exploited technology. And when photography was developed in the 19th century, there were a lot of artists who said that photography is not art. You can't make art with a camera. And again, it's the same sort of process that, it's simply a tool that artists can use to make art. And artists over the centuries have employed all sorts of technologies to create their artworks.
Once again, we're speaking with Mark Wilson. His art will be on display at the Tremaine Gallery at the Hotchkiss School beginning March 26th. You can meet Mark on March 30th from 4 to 6. I love what you just said there as well. If you look at art now, take all phases of art. Years ago, when people started to carve statues, the process and the equipment they have to do it has improved immeasurably over the years. The same thing with painting, the different paints, the different canvases, everything that has changed over the years, and it doesn't seem people that don't mind that, because when you take putting anything, whether it's on a canvas or a showing, it is art, and it's part of the advance. And I think it's part of the thing that makes art so spectacular is that it really can touch everybody in any way, in any medium.
No, that's right. And, it's interesting that a lot of people still use paint and brushes and canvas and essentially make art the same way that people made art 700 years ago.
Yeah.
So, there are many different ways to make art, and some people make it the very old-fashioned way, and some people employ all sorts of new technologies to create it in other fashions.
Well, is your granddaughter influenced by your art, or does she appreciate your art, or is she going off in a totally different direction?
Well, she's actually has taken a number of art courses at Hotchkiss, and she loves to make art. Zoe Wilson is an enthusiastic artist, and she has used various tools, printmaking, painting, drawing. She has done some photography. So far, she hasn't done too much with the computer, but anyway, she's a big fan of my work, and I think it was actually Zoe that told her art teacher about my work, and then that subsequently led to the exhibition at the Tremaine Gallery. So I have to thank my granddaughter for her support.
All right. Well, once again, the exhibit opens up March 26th, runs through May 5th, Tremaine Gallery at Hotchkiss School. And you yourself can meet Mark, and that is on Saturday, March 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's open to the public. And additional on that, on Thursday, April 4th at 7 p.m., there's going to be a gallery talk. And gallery talks, I think, they're fun for people that go there, but are they as much fun for you because you really don't know what questions people are going to ask you?
Well, I've done this many times, so I'm used to it, and I enjoy it. And like most artists, they love to talk about their own work, so it's a pleasurable experience.
Now, Mark, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today. I really appreciate this.
Thank you, Marshall.